What are you not cold?
I am mad cold.
Karan, you know how to play spades, right?
How to play spades?
Yeah.
I've played spades a few times. See, if I saw a few games, I would relearn it. It's been a long time since I played spades, but I've played spades a few times.
Right. So, we were playing spades last night.
Last night, who?
Me and Solange. We was at Little Getty last night. Getty in Brooklyn. Little Ooh. Getty, City Getty.
Y'all outside.
We outside.
Outside, inside. Yes.
Y'all outside. Stop it.
No, we was inside though.
We were outside this entire weekend.
Outside, inside. And we was playing spades.
Mm-hmm.
So we was busting their ass. I will say that. Me and Solange are actually a very deadly duo, even though she doesn't like to have me on a space partner sometimes because she still holds that one bad game I played with her.
But now you're about to get your shit off, so.
Right.
Are both of y'all, like, decent spade players?
I'm really fucking nice.
Y'all are good?
Solange is good.
I ain't know that.
I am really fucking nice. Don't just say good. I'm not average.
Solange is good. So, I'm okay. And we was playing. We was busting their ass and stuff, right? So, what I've noticed about Solange and me being with her is Solange has gears that could kind of take her out of character sometimes. And one of them is talking shit. She loves to talk shit, but she don't like other people talking shit when they can't back it up.
I don't talk shit. I just be like, you talking mad shit. Let's see what's up. But continue.
But I can see it affects her just a tad. Just a tad.
You think you mad loud for no fucking reason. Shut the fuck
you
up.
You think shit talking affects Solange?
Just a tad.
Okay.
Just a tad.
Okay.
Just right? Mad shit.
So one of the guys we was playing against, he was talking shit. Right? Mm. To me, he wasn't really getting into the shit talking, but he was just talking. You know how someone could just, they could talk a little bit, and then someone could talk shit? Like, Nakeem could talk shit.
Yeah.
And he'll be losing, but he'll still talk shit.
He'll still talk shit.
Right?
Yeah.
Nakeem
yeah.
talks shit. So he was talking shit, and then Solange just getting a little tight, because Solange's like, you being bad, like, you talking all this shit.
She's saying things under her breath, like,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, I can see it in her face.
Yeah.
Like, you talking all this shit, but you still losing. Like, yeah. You fucking up the bid, like, twice. Stop playing with me, right?
Okay.
So he was getting his shit off because he had a good hand or whatever, right? So he put down a card.
It wasn't him. It was Ali. Remember, she was the substitute.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't him.
Yes, it was.
Oh, God.
They both called you out.
Everybody calling her out.
I thought it was Ali.
Nah.
Shout out Ali.
So he put down a card, like a clubs or whatever, and Solange put out a spade.
I basically reneged.
Right? And so the next day was a club, and then she put out a club. And then they was like, bro, you just reneged, which is like the ultimate shame in spades.
Oh, okay.
Like, you never should renege, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So Solange was like, she took it hard, bro. Like, you would have thought her cat died. Like, you would have thought, like,
where
she got
like
an F.
Where she was denying it?
No, she couldn't believe it because it happened.
It.
I was tight. I was tight.
She was very, very tight.
Because they were calling us out on our shit all night. They're like, yo, you reneged. And I was like, no, we just know how to fucking play well. And so, that was the first time I did it. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yep. So I'm forever going to hold that. It's not really funny, but it's funny to me because I'm always hold that against her now.
Because I will always hold down the one time that he put a card down that he wasn't supposed to put a card. Like, he was supposed to cut the card. Like, you know how when you put a spade down, you could cut the entire deck?
Yeah, yeah.
He was supposed to cut the deck. He did not pay attention.
Okay.
He didn't realize that he was supposed to cut. He thought I had the biggest card type shit. Mm-hmm. So he put a four of diamonds instead of a spades down.
Okay.
Because it was like a heart or whatever. And I never let him live that down. But now he got it because I reneged.
I done goofed.
Damn.
I done goofed.
Y'all are some old heads. I don't think like the new kids are just playing spades.
They're
on,
not.
on a Saturday night.
And Uno.
Nah, spades is
and
fire,
Uno.
Bro. Spades is fire.
That's what's up, man.
That is some old head shit. That's some jail shit.
That's some old shit.
What am I playing? I totally forgot I was supposed to play music in the beginning.
I'm screaming. Don't forget we have an intro, Dante.
I know. It's been a while since I've been behind the mic. I could be wrong.
It's only been a week. What you feeling?
Can y'all hear this? Y'all hear this?
I hear it. Back.
full of feelings and a house full of regrets. This baggage is going to be open,
Karan, did you start your Christmas shopping?
Yeah.
You say it like you did it, but you gotta make it sure you put it out there.
It's really easy for me. Like, it's, yeah, I just order from Amazon.
That's it?
Yeah.
What's that box for?
It's my soapbox. If you have important things to say, you use a soapbox.
Welcome to episode 170 of the Soapbox. Here's your boy Sunny Tay. Very calm, Sunny Tay. We got Karan in the building, aka Amal, with the Raiders sweatshirt on.
And the Supreme hat.
Supreme
that shit,
hat.
That shit's fire, though. I'm not gonna lie.
You know what I'm saying? Las hat. Vegas Raiders in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling.
Yeah, I don't even watch football, but it's cool.
It's a damn shame. We got Solange in the building, aka Poppy. AKA Soul, AKA.
That's the first time you used my real nickname.
Never use that nickname again.
Solange,
in the building.
Solange.
In the building tonight.
Oh, yeah. She got the funky snake ring. I like that.
Oh, yeah. She got her snake ring out here. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the Harlem hoodie, so y'all know what's up.
Facts. You got myself.
Shout out Harlem.
Sunny.
Sorry. Sunny Tay.
Dante.
Sunny
Tay.
What's up, y'all?
With the wave, with the Adidas sweater. And the jeans, no gray sweatpants today.
No Thank gray God. Sweatpants today, Karan. Yeah. How you doing, Karan?
What's up, y'all? What's up? What's up? Hey, man, I miss y'all. How y'all doing? I'm good. I'm good. I'm pretty good.
He got that the way real quick.
It's I'm pretty cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, okay. It's another hectic week.
I hear that.
Yeah, I have to go on a trip next week.
I know. Yeah. Are you excited?
Or not even next week.
Your
like
first
days.
Little mini vacation, man, in
Fake mini
a couple
vacation.
Years.
Well, family vacation, too.
Yeah, it's kind of like a family vacation. Low-key.
What's it been, like 2 years since you've been out?
I don't know. It's probably been longer than that.
Damn.
I don't know.
You a little anxious?
I am. I'm not going to hold you. I get a little anxious when it comes to flying.
Really? You don't like heights?
Or you don't like planes?
I'm not really good with planes.
I feel
really
that.
Good with planes.
I get a little antsy, too, sometimes.
I hate planes, bro.
Especially with the turbulence, when that shit be turby.
And yeah. I hate how crowded planes are. Like, you don't got space to breathe.
Right.
Like, seating-wise, it's just ass.
I don't
care what flight it is.
I don't think I've, like, been on a plane in, like, 5-6 years.
Sheesh.
It's been a while.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I'm a little nervous, man.
Listen, man, you're going to have a great trip. You know what I'm saying? It's a good break.
Fun.
Little mini break, man. You need
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. No, I got a ton of things planned.
Hey,
good.
That's what we like to hear.
It'll be pretty fun.
Good,
I'll
good.
I'll send you some L.A. castings.
Some LA castings. I'm definitely going to LA so as well.
Good.
See if Absol has another music video, I'll send you that shit.
Poppy.
I'll be exploring. How you doing, Solange?
I'm fucking exhausted, but like in a great way.
You've been outside.
I've been outside, but working. Like outside working. Not outside just like living fucking life and doing whatever the fuck.
Okay.
I'm screaming. What's that supposed to mean?
I respect that. Damn. I feel like that's definitely like a fun way of being outside. Like if you know it's gonna like help you in the long run, then that's like pretty cool.
It was a full circle moment because I really did appreciate it because the show that I just did recently was for Danny Thread. Shout out Danny Thread.
Shout out Danny Thread.
I knew her since 2018, 2019, and then coming full circle to like 2022 right now. She has a whole production team, and it's, like, really dope to see familiar faces throughout all the shows that we've done, including, like, other faces that I knew from, like, outside sources hop onto her team as well. And I'm like, that's how you know, like, it was supposed to, like, be, because you got good people in that corner.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So, I really appreciate it.
It sounded really dope from what you were explaining.
I fucking love it. I'm so, like, I love Danny, and I love her growth. It's just, it's coming. It came a long way.
So tell them your role. Like, what was your role in this?
I was a performer.
Tell the people what you're doing, man.
I am one of Danny's models, runway models, not one of her print models yet. And I was a dancer.
Hey.
So I opened up her show.
Yeah, she was dancing, Karan. She was...
I was doing my thing.
Put it on a performance.
Yeah.
It was a great performance, yes.
You liked it?
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her man was right in the front supporting
no,
her.
No, this fucking nigga, oh my fucking God. Some trash head, egghead looking shell, son of a bitch.
Yo, he know he follows the podcast, though.
Good. I hope you hear this. I'm mad at you.
That's crazy.
You cut my nigga off.
Shout out to you, bro.
Whoa. What happened?
So, Solange had a plan that she wanted to bring me on stage to give me a lap dance.
Give me a little striptease.
Oh.
Right? And the nigga was blocking me.
Oh, he was cock blocking
yeah,
you?
Yeah, like I was in front because she told me, yo, I'm going to make sure you're in front so I can see you. Because I'm blind already, so I need to make sure I see you type shit, right? So I was in front. His nigga goes, nigga said, scoop, right in front of me. And I was like, damn.
Like on purpose?
I don't know.
No, it was on purpose because he didn't know. Clearly, he didn't know that Dante was my nigga. But like, he was like, "Yo," well, he came up to me after the show. He was like, "I was so mesmerized by you. Like, you were absolutely beautiful." I was like, "Thanks." He was like, "Can I like get your Instagram so we could like link up?"
I'm
like,
"Oh, he was really trying to cock block."
Yeah,
he was mesmerized.
Because he wanted to spit game.
He wanted to spit game. Wanted to spit game in the show, you mean?
Oh, that's crazy.
I was like, "I'll give you my Instagram, but don't hit me up unless you're trying to pay me," type shit.
What was your reaction, Dante?
I know she told me after, like she told me literally after the thing, and I was like, oh, it's always fun. It's weird, like I have a weird like, it's not enjoyment, but I like to hear like stories like when niggas hit on Solange shit like that because it's funny because it's like, how am I trying to word this?
You like to know that people want your prize?
Yeah, it's like I'd like to know that my girl. Is wanted. Yeah. Like, you know, she's the main character. I'm the filler character, and she's with the filler character. I love it.
You're not filler.
You know what I'm saying?
Filler.
I love it. I'm the side character.
You love it?
I love it, bro.
Does that turn you on?
It boosts my ego. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It does boost my ego a little bit. I wouldn't say turn me on, but it does boost my little tiny ego that I have.
Oh, well, I was thinking that, like, that happened in front of Dante. So, like.
No, because after the performance. She left, and then they did the runway show. All the dancers went up. They showed their fits, the lingerie, which all of them killed it. Then they had a little mini little dance on a little go-go dance, all the things with this dancing. And then she came down because she saw a friend of hers. So she said, what's up? And I was talking to her friend. And I'm assuming she left to do something. Oh, she had to go back on stage. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming when she went back on stage, that's when the nigga probably hollered at her. So I was talking about anime with a couple of friends.
So you was like, you was doing something else.
Yeah, I was doing my
networking.
Own shit.
I was doing my own thing.
So. Oh,
okay.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I wasn't really like I pay attention to Han, but I let her do her thing. Like I'm not gonna be like I'm not that person that's on top of their significant other. Like
yeah, yeah.
I'm actually worse. I'm worse with that, I feel.
Yeah, she'd be on top of me sometimes. Sometimes, not a lot. Not a lot.
But
when
like
she's
I'll
free.
Socialize.
Yeah.
I'll socialize and be on top of you.
Yeah, she will. She definitely will. Which is weird. I never thought I would see it, but yeah. She's definitely that type.
I feel like the majority of women are like that. They'd just be like more on top. More
yeah.
clingy.
Yeah. It's yeah. just.
Not
it's
saying that you're clingy, but.
It's just to let people know, which I get.
Yeah.
I get. Because there's definitely moments where I have to. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, well, if y'all in a relationship and like Solange is around people that like she knows and she's like, I don't know, you definitely want to acknowledge that like this is the person I'm with.
Right.
And it's actually really funny because the amount of people who like my friends who I talk to and they're like, yo, I listen to the pod and I love it. They don't know who the fuck I'm talking
about
when I say
bro.
That we're dating.
They don't.
Really?
They're like, we don't know who the fuck you're talking about, but you guys are mad open. And it's like, that's my nigga. That's him.
Yo,
there
still,
he
there he is. Yo, still, people don't know that we're together.
I
like
find
that,
that funny.
Like, listen to the podcast because I feel like we're more open now with it, and it's like
they probably just don't pay attention to.
I think that's what they don't really pay attention. But like, it's just funny how people that
just
didn't
don't
know.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that's
hi,
him.
I'm right here. How y'all doing?
I'm not gonna hold y'all. I really do think people be lying when they say like I listen to the podcast.
What they mean by they listen to the podcast is that they either
watch one
episode Or they watch all the clips all that the we clips. Post
or
on
I've came across a clip.
Instagram. Yeah, a clip type or shit. Yeah. I've
seen the page.
But you know, you gotta take the little yeah. achievements that you can.
That's
all. Yeah, just a little bit.
You said.
It's a little achievement. Maybe but you good, Solange.
It was a good week. I'm fucking exhausted, but it's a good exhaustion. It's work exhaustion.
You ready for your vacation?
Absolutely the fuck not, but I'm going to take it as it is.
Oh, yeah. Solange is going somewhere, too, right?
Mexico.
I'm gonna do this.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Oh, we going to be right there.
I'm screaming, but yeah, we're right both there. Basically both on the
yeah,
same side.
Look at y'all, man.
Can take a trip to say hi to Karan. Yeah. You can come chill with us in Mexico.
I might. We got a renter car.
Him and Sid might get away and shit.
Honestly, y'all should do it. It's not too hard, unless it's hard crossing the borders, but then, you know.
Nah, that's too much. I ain't trying to do all of that.
That sounds OD.
Facts.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of work. You're going to need your passport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's too much.
I'm going to still be in New York, but you guys will have a great time.
Okay. Wait, so Solange, you're going with family? You're doing like a family trip?
Yeah.
I know you hating that shit.
Yes. You know how I feel about family vacations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you. I'm actually kind of looking forward to this, like, though. And it's cool because I've, like, my mom is like kind of letting me just do whatever. She's just like, she's letting me plan whatever. She's just like, where you want to, where are we staying? Aww. Like, I pick where we're staying. Like, she's just like, we want to take a trip, like, plan something. So I've really just been trying to look and plan things. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's been kind of fun. I'm like, oh, like, shit don't gotta like cost a lot of money.
Exactly.
Don't gotta be crazy, but.
And there's my dope ass art spaces. Yeah. The only thing you guys have to really worry about is traffic.
Just traffic, but we got like, we rented a car. We actually rented an electric car, so like, I'm very curious to see like how not paying for gas. So I'm kind of like trying to plan to go everywhere. Like, I'm really just trying to go like to like botanical gardens, like go to different gardens.
Right.
Go definitely to, like, go to beaches. Well, I don't know how cold it is out there because I know it's slightly still warmer, but it's still 70 degrees.
Yeah.
I would say like hit up Malibu, try and go to San Diego.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah.
Go to La Hermana.
But I'm gonna be in San Diego. I'm gonna be, my Airbnb is right downtown, so.
Good. Good.
You could go to Santa Monica.
Yeah, Santa Monica.
Oh, Solange, you that cold, bro?
Yeah.
Karan, you got a blanket for this nigga?
No, I'm just fucking miserable, y'all. Please don't mind me. I'm just really miserable right now.
Aww.
Why are you miserable?
I'm fucking tired.
She's tired. She's been working. Dante said I've been networking, too. So he said I'm not complaining. I've been networking. But you wasn't dancing. You wasn't like go-go dancing.
You wasn't with me shooting in the gym?
Nah.
That's what she's saying.
Dante
right
was
now.
On the side.
I definitely was on the side. I was the one passing her the balls. The
basketball.
That was casting the balls.
Yo, Karan, I'm telling you, I embrace my side character role, and it's honestly awesome.
That's
bro.
Great.
I'd be feeling bad. I'm like, are you good? You need some water. You need some food,
love it, bro. I fucking love it.
That's necessary. Yo, people should embrace their roles, and like, it doesn't mean that's like your permanent role, but in that moment,
right?
Like, your role is to support her and to play the side character.
Yes, bro.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I fucking love it. I was telling Solange that I feel like I'm like the least favorite on the podcast type shit.
That's not true.
I don't think that's.
Wait, listen. Wait, let me finish.
It's for sure me.
That's not you. But listen,
I promise.
I feel like it is.
I'm sorry.
No, I know it's okay.
But
I can play the villain. It's fine.
This is a good conversation. But I feel like I'm like the least favorite, or at least the least well known on the podcast. So like, I love how people probably only know the podcast. Let's say this podcast would be big, and I would love if people only knew the podcast based off y'all two and not me, and I would fucking love that. Because, one, I really don't like to be, like,
the main light.
The main light and shit like that. And I would love, that's why I love when you guys are, like, that's why most of the clips are y'all talking. It's never me talking.
It's you ad-libbing and laughing.
I'll have ad-libs and I'll be laughing, but it's literally all both y'all talking all the time. Like, I make sure it's y'all talking and not me.
Dickhead.
Because y'all the stars. Well, you don't agree with
that?
I
don't know if I would.
You don't agree with that, Karan? I
agree with that. But
yeah, you got some clips of you talking in there.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty equal, like, to be
honest. Why you think it's you?
To be the antagonist?
No, I'm saying.
No, I know.
Why does Karan think he's the worst?
Why do you think I'm the least favorite?
Yeah, why do you think you're the least favorite?
Because you'd be mad fucking PC, man.
I don't think that's it. I don't know. Honestly, can I be very honest with you, Dante?
I would love you to be honest with me. I love the honesty, Karan. Not the fuck.
I don't know, Don.
Ah, look at him. See,
I don't like the clips you be picking, man. Yeah.
All right.
I feel continue. Like I just don't like the clips you be picking, Dante.
Continue. So how about this? We could do something for the new year. You want to do something?
Yeah, let's switch up.
I want you, after the podcast, if there's a certain segment that you remember, be like, yo, segment blah, blah, like give me some type of vague detail that in my head I'll make sure to put in my mind so I jump to it. Be like, yo, that should be the clip.
Okay, as far as time clipping.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'll edit it and shit like that. Just tell me the timestamp.
I can do that. And I definitely listen as soon as it drops. So
tell me the timestamp. Be like, I think this or this should be the clip for the podcast.
You don't even have to edit it. You just got to tell them what
Just tell me what it is. That would be your job. That would be your job for the new year.
Wow, see, all we needed was communication. We could have been resolved.
I got to say, I'm saying shit.
Don't say shit, Solange. But that's your job for the new year.
Say your piece, Solange.
Weren't we supposed to be having meetings? Once a month?
We probably should, honestly.
But you'd be busy as fuck. That's a problem.
But once a month, bro, I could be busy. I could be free out of the 31 days.
It doesn't have to be like an in-person meeting.
No,
FaceTime.
No, but
we agreed to at least have a once a month meeting on FaceTime for like an hour or
two. Right, but what I'm telling you, Solange, when I say that, so listen, here's how
I'm gonna be busy, but that's where communication and scheduling comes from.
Well, your communication fall on you.
Yeah, but I text you every day, so all you'd have to do is remind me. I'm busily not busy, and you know that.
Okay.
Is my schedule sporadic? Okay. Yes. But do OD I make sporadic. It work? Yes.
OD sporadic.
So when I have to prioritize something, I'm going to prioritize that time for that hour or two, and then dip.
Okay. Okay.
Do you just feel like it's not necessary? I don't know.
Is it not necessary for meetings?
No, it's necessary.
It's necessary. It's necessary.
You just don't think like everyone has the time.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's busy. And this definitely, and it's also me being in cancer. I don't want to hear you guys. Like, I don't want to FaceTime you guys.
I feel you.
That's your fault, and that's your own downfall and demise. So but that's all you.
If it's for the business, dog. You're like, right. Shit.
You're right. But okay, we could try that for the new year, too. We could try that. So Karan's going to be in charge of the clips and stuff. And we're going to do meetings.
Yeah.
And Shalon's going to get better at posting on social media.
I'm screaming.
That's New Year's resolution for the podcast.
I'm
going to
start posting at 11:59 instead of 12 on the dot.
That's fine.
That way I can get more time just in case it loads.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. What's up, Karan?
I was going to say, it's like almost the new year. And I know, Dante, like, what is really your number one thing that you want to see, like, happen for this podcast in the new year?
I need to make the shit that I want to happen fucking happen. I've been slacking.
What do you think? It doesn't even have to be a big thing, but like, what's like the top thing that you just want to see happen? Besides what? More sponsors?
I don't care about that.
You don't
Which
really
one
care
do
about
you want first? You want the website, you want the merch, or you want the pop-up? Because those were the three biggest ideas that you were
Website's
really gung-ho on.
Website's already done.
Say less. Oh, you also wanted the illustrations.
Honestly, it's not even none of that. Like, I think I would really want to network more. I feel like I need to meet more people.
I'm proud of you.
Go
ahead. I'm talking.
No, when you say network, as far as like bringing more people to the, as far as
yes,
on
like
the podcast,
expanding our reach on the podcast.
As far as people we have on here.
Before we started recording, we started talking about networking. How like I'm picky with certain stuff. You're picky mm-hmm. with certain stuff. I feel like that part is what hinders me and the podcast and us and the podcast because I suck at networking because I don't care for a lot of people.
You're not that bad.
And
yeah.
I'm not like, I can have a conversation, but it's like.
That's all they need because sometimes people just want you to listen. And that's the reason why everyone's like, yo, let me be on the podcast.
Right. But a lot of people don't know I have a podcast because I don't put it out there.
But even when it comes to like having people on the podcast, like at times. Like, I understand because I feel like I understand when you said it hinders you because, mm-hmm. like, when you do have people on the podcast, realistically, they're going to, like, promote it more.
Yes.
So, like, of course, the reach, like, goes further. But
right.
it can be really hard because at times, like, I feel like people kind of can like expect an interview kind of style, like where right. we're interviewing them,
and that's not
and
us.
It's not
like,
about you, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, at times like Dante, like anytime we do have people on,
yeah,
like,
we're gonna questions. Plug you in. Yeah, we'll ask questions about what they do.
Because there's a reason
like
why
yeah.
we brought you on. We want to know what you do because you're yeah. an interesting human being. So yeah, we're gonna plug you in.
Yeah,
but like it's not an interview.
But there has been times we had guests where it had turned into an interview type.
Not
but,
purposely though.
But it's hard because like especially for me because maybe, it's just more like. What I guess is it's what you're into, and at times it's like we would really have to like all think their shit is dope, you know what
Facts.
I'm saying? And it's really hard like when we don't all think that the person's like
dope,
whatever. Here,
well, that's okay because Dante even said it before, he wouldn't mind having someone on the podcast like he hated for the sake of conversation. So,
yeah,
it's like,
I can do that.
I may not like your craft or your art, but like you're a great conversationalist, and we're having great communication right now, and I fucks with that.
And I agree with like things of that nature, yeah.
Yeah, like I can do
that. Works.
Like if there was a guest that you two would want to have on, yeah. and I look at it like I don't really care for them, I'd be like, nah, I trust their judgment, let's do it because I could get something out of it. Because they're not going to have some random ass motherfucker that can't talk two yep. sentences on a podcast.
Mm.
So as long as they like, I trust that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I like what they do, but I'm going to trust they could at least hold their own behind the mic. Mm. So
yeah.
I think that's where I want to spend my reach because I've met a lot of people being with Solange, and there's a lot of people that I've talked to about the podcast. It's just I don't execute it well or I don't really care to follow through with it.
Okay.
So like there's a man, shout out to Luffy, like I'm waiting for that podcast
because
me and him
podcast.
Outside of what he does, we generally have great conversations
yeah. okay.
every time we link, and I know it'll be a dope ass podcast,
be good. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's like he's probably him and some other people that I met are probably the few people where like I've generally I didn't have to mention my podcast and we have a good connection.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want you on a podcast.
Yeah.
And I think that's my beef for networking. I don't like that way we have to go straight to work. I was like,
no.
Let me talk to you first. Let me
yeah.
see what the fuck can
that's
you talk.
That's always what networking is about. Networking is about seeing who could like flow with you and who has the same great energy that you want to be surrounded by for your business.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yes.
When it comes to the nitty-gritty shit of, like, getting down to the business, you may not like the person, but you need someone to do your taxes type shit, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's pretty common in a, like, creative environment, because even, like, what you're saying now, I hear, like, stories of artists, like, say that, like, they linked up with another, like, popular artist in the studio, and they might have not even, like, made music, but they just might have, like, vibed out and just talked or... not even spoke on like music shit. So I feel like that's really important to actually get a genuine like outcome in whatever y'all trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
especially
so dope
like
at
in
the
a talking aspect. Like
yeah.
you have to like know what like these people's like their views is, how
yeah.
they communicate. Like that's very important. Could there be mad random people like I don't even know.
Yes.
Like hit me up and I'd be like, I don't even really know.
Yeah,
you or
like it's
like
okay.
how you react
yeah.
with people. So.
Exactly, like Kimmy's a great example. Like I never knew Kimmy, but mm-hmm. I trust Solange's judgment. Me mm-hmm. and Kimmy had a talk in the DM. Like she's like, all right, this is a cool girl. Like I knew like it would be generally cool.
Yeah.
And it's like there's people I may not know, mm-hmm. but I trust y'all word
yeah.
for it. And
even
I
people
just
like
feel.
Alexis.
Yeah,
Alexis
exactly. Yeah, and I trust.
Okay, I think I'm proud of the guests that we brought on the podcast.
No, like, I think every guest we have on for the most part have been good guests. But I think that is something I would want. Above all, like besides the pop up, besides the merch, I would like to reach not even reach more people, just to meet more people and expand and not just grab guests that's in the common circle. Not saying common circle, but like,
yeah,
I want to go somewhere, go to a random tavern or a bar, and I meet someone I never fucking met. You don't know, no one knows them. Mm. We have a genuine conversation.
I think
and
we've gotten
like,
close to that, but not really close to
I
that.
Know I haven't. I haven't.
Like, Logic, I would say, is a great example because, like,
Leia, for you, yeah.
Yeah, that was my guess, but no, well, it wasn't my guess, but like from affiliation, we know him because of Danny.
Yeah.
And we didn't know him like that, but we're like, you're cool.
Right. Shout out to Logic, too.
Yeah, facts. Shout out to Logic.
Yeah, for sure. But, shout out to Logic.
That would be something.
Can I tell you like some things that I would kind of like to see from this podcast?
I would love
yeah.
to know your thoughts, Karan.
For me personally, one of my goals. For this podcast and something that I want to start working harder towards with this podcast is really just some of our topics. And
I agree.
I would really love for us to kind of just dissect, like, I don't know. I feel like lately I've been watching a whole bunch of just different variety of, like, podcasts. And I feel like for me personally, my favorite podcast is, like, podcasts I can get something from. So, right. like, rather it be, like, you know, something, like, related to the business of whatever we're talking about.
Right.
Or, like, even, like, how we navigate or some things we use or I don't know. I just want to be more, like, informative and, like,
right.
kind of do more research into, like, what we talk about.
That is something. You know. Yeah, that is something we do have to get better at. Knowing what the fuck we talk. I mean, yeah. we do know what we talk about, but we just got to know a little bit.
We're really better. Good. We're just going off the test.
Yeah,
I mean, we have a good.
Good at like, going off the dome.
Yeah, we have great chemistry, so we're good at literally just like taking anything and just like.
Yeah, don't shut a wall and just go with it.
Shout out Sam when we need her.
Shout out Sam.
Oh,
thanks.
Yeah.
Our research for sure.
Deadass.
So she came in clutch with all the notes.
For sure.
Facts. But I like that. I do think we gotta get back to the topics list.
Yeah,
we definitely do.
Have been lazy with it, definitely. But I guess because we was doing well with the free flowing, yeah. I was like, let me see how long this could last.
We've been talking about sex for the past 2 months.
No, that's not true.
That's what Dante's been targeting the content.
Yeah, all the clips have been really? Sex. All the content.
And we, you know, we follow a lot
sex.
Of sex podcasts like on Instagram
we do.
Too.
Y'all do.
Dante does.
They
I don't know any
me
of
first.
These.
What you mean?
I wonder why.
Dante follows like 4 different sex podcasts. Anytime I rarely like.
I forgot
go
you,
on,
you got the.
Yeah. Anytime I don't go on it like a ton, but anytime
right.
I go on it, it'd be like
the on
first
the feed,
thing
right?
that the first thing that pops up is like some some like sex position like.
Yeah, it's not. Oh
shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to them though. They
the
cool.
The sex position of the damn skin.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That.
Nah, it's fast. That's funny because I don't be on it either. Like I don't go on the feed and like shit. But it's funny I see that too as well.
If it's not something sexual, it's a girl with tits and ass.
On her page, on her feed.
Yes.
On a soapbox feed.
Yes.
That's on anything. Well, let me know, Dante.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
that's when I go on Twitter, Instagram, anything associated to Dante. That's what's gonna pop up.
Anyways,
yeah. Why is that, yo? Why is that? That's really true. And can I tell you something else? Since we're here, anytime that I'm on my Explore page for Instagram, uh-huh. and I go and find a nice, like, beautiful woman, and like, yo, I swear to God, the first thing I see is like by Sunny Tay. Nothing upsets me more. It's like checking out like a woman's page and like going deep, deep, deep in their photos and like looking at a photo and be like by Sunny Tay.
Is it like a vixen or like someone that like?
It'd be everybody, bro. It'd be anybody that look good. I'm sorry if I'm putting your shit out there. But you know that's what we do on here.
That says what we do out here. It'd be on my Explore page, bro.
Mm. Yo, but Dante, your archive.
Your algorithm
is
based off of light skin, curly
really
hair,
not,
woman.
No, it's
but
really
not,
not.
No, Dante's pretty diverse with it. That's why I'd be surprised and I'd be tight. I'd be like, how the fuck did Dante find this girl? Like, it'd be so random too. But Instagram and like
his
social media.
Knows.
Social media is very random in general. But even
social
on
is
even on Twitter,
it's not random. They know. They listen to.
Like,
you
I'm about to expose Dante. Yo, if we really want to have good content. Oh, I'm about to start some shit. If we really want to have good content, it would be to, like, have Solange go through Dante's likes.
On,
I don't
want
to do that, but hypothetically, that would be hilarious.
You don't want that.
That would be hilarious.
You
don't
want
that.
I already
that.
Throw some petty sub shit to him, 25A.
I'm sorry. I was Dante sipping his drink.
He already knows.
I'm
Let
sorry,
me say
Dante.
Some petty-ass shit where he's like, oh, fuck.
I'm sorry, Dante.
Nah, you're good.
I don't want to start close. Nothing.
You ain't start nothing.
Trust me, that's my weakness, too, but I embrace it.
Honestly, my Instagram has been getting better. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like it's mostly anime and about Virgos and about relationships.
I've been trying to get my algorithms to, like, you know.
Like, Instagram is really now about, like, anime, Virgos, and relationships now. Because they see me and Solange always have relationship reels to each other.
Yeah.
Like, that's really all I see now. Like, I rarely see, like... You know,
tits and ass
like that.
That's do you guys find
Twitter,
that
shit is all
annoying
over.
Though? Like, do you I feel like it's really annoying because it's a little scary.
No, it's scary how
it's scary how literally it could be one thing that you mention or like how it'll like force that on you.
Yeah,
like it's weird.
I literally was talking about how sleep deprived I was, and when I went on Instagram before we started recording. It was a meme about how tired you were getting like only 3 hours of sleep before you have to head to work. I'm like, okay, so you're listening to me.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, damn. It should be scary, man. It's like they be listening.
But again, I thank you because at least you know what I like. You know I don't want to see no dumb shit on my fucking phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'd appreciate the fact that you know what I want to see. so I could be entertained. Thank you for entertaining me. This is what I want to see. Sorry.
I just be wondering, like, what makes them choose to push what they want to. Like, I don't know. I wish it was more of a diverse.
It's your algorithm.
Instagram algorithms be fucked. No, I'm talking about, like, don't you find it weird, like, whenever, and I actually want to get back to something, but don't you find it weird, like, whenever you post something at a certain time of the day, it won't get traction? But
it won't get traction.
At one random time of the day, all of a sudden, that one post that you did a couple weeks ago.
That is my reels. Goes
viral. Not viral, but you get, like, mad likes and views at that one moment. Like, it's weird how the algorithms are on IG.
Like, for a week, my reels will literally hit 1,000. And then in the next 3 weeks or a month, I'll see all these random ass people liking my reel. I'm like, where the fuck did y'all come from?
That shit is so weird, though. I don't trust. And first of all, I'm getting tired of, like, all these bots, like, liking my shit.
I don't mind it.
Thank you for the likes. Thank you.
No, it doesn't matter. It's just like a false.
Thank you for the views. I'm not going to be mad about it.
But it's not a real person viewing it.
I felt that. I see what you're saying.
I'm talking about, like, on stories and shit. Like,
yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Debbie Bots liking shit on stories now.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, and it's some weird shit, man.
Facts. Solange, what would you like to see on the podcast in the new year?
More gray sweatpants. Let me stop. I'm kidding, Karan.
No, I don't want to say that.
I'm kidding, Karan. No. I would have to agree with Karan on the topics. I feel like we've been getting very, very sexual, and I'm like, okay, we're not sex educational. Like, yes, it's fun to talk about and shit like that, but we got to get better with the topics.
I'm going
to
go back and
I would like to see.
I don't think we're that sexual, but continue. I'm sorry.
Dante wants to be a sex god. That's his
no, but I really don't think we're really that sexual on the podcast, but continue.
We had that conversation last time, but I would like to probably see something for the sake of our Patreon.
You want to capitalize.
I want to, yeah. But if I'm talking about for the sake of growth, because I'm always thinking about capitalization.
But for Patreon, we would have to see each other more.
No, because we have a lot of good content, and our podcast is actually mad long, and I think that's another thing that also hinders us. A lot of people don't like to listen for like an hour and a half to 2 hours. So like we could cut bits and pieces and like shorten it.
Yeah.
For the sake of audience, and then what the good shit could be on Patreon.
Solange has been saying that for a while as far as like getting more clips to just chop up and put out, as far as just to get more content out, because you never know.
But at the same time, like, it's not always about that. Sometimes it really is like about the growth and the organicness of like genuine and nice conversation and shit like that. But
yeah, but I mean, the more content we do put out is like, I know we're not, like, the main thing is not to, like, go viral or, like, get views, but, I mean,
we want good quality shit on our page.
Yes, definitely good quality, like, content on the page, but just as far as just putting more content out, because the more we put out, you never know, like, what might...
No, you're right.
Yeah. What might go and get a lot of hits and views.
And I really might like a... Like, honestly, I feel like the Patreon would really make people want to come because, like, our clips entice people to want to listen more.
Yeah.
But if we were to post things on Patreon, we would have to talk about, like...
And that's what our once-a-month like, meetings would be about.
Yeah. And it would definitely have to be different content from, like, what we you know, do
way
here.
Way different content than what we do here.
We have to get more spicier, man. We have to get maybe
we
better...
We already spicy enough. That's why I'm, like, when I show people the podcast, they're already like, yo, this is, like, some OnlyFans shit. Like, this is some... Freaky ass shit. They'll
be
like, yo.
Calm to me.
No, they're like, yo, this is some freaky deaky shit. Like, y'all could put this on Patreon. Like, people would want to pay to listen to this.
Like, I feel like.
Like, our relationship enough stands alone. And, like, the things that we talk about within your relationships, too, like, stands alone to be, like, enough good content to, like,
to charge
people would want to see. Because, you know, people love to be hearing about our lives.
I agree. I think the only thing that stops me from thinking about like the Patreon aspect of it is that I feel like we would have to meet at least another day to get some Patreon content work done.
We record for an hour and a half most times. No one's listening for a whole hour and a half straight.
You'd be surprised, but continue.
Yeah, bro, we can do all of that in one day. Like, we even if we record an extra 20 or 30 minutes, like, we can have another topic of just like shit we're gonna release
and then
y'all think y'all could do that?
We've recorded one time for 3 fucking hours.
Honestly, we have a whole day to like get content. Like, we don't have to.
We have all of Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, like we could really like delegate some time. I mean, it's definitely going to take a lot of like time like like
discipline too, because there'll be days I'm not trying to do this shit. Like, I don't want
to
be here.
It doesn't have to be every fucking day, but it has to be like we could post two things on Patreon a month. Like,
y'all niggas better start bringing a change of clothes or something.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but also with Patreon, it goes with tiers too. So like, there's different tiers that the Patreon would have to include. You're so right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's more than just putting more content. Like, you gotta think of content. Like, I know the Rory and Moore, they had like a cooking show on their Patreon one time. Or like, they had behind the scenes. They all went out type shit.
Like, I would like to do like more fun interactive things, like the Would You Rathers questions and like the Wings episodes, like. You know, fun little cute party games that you guys would usually do with the niggas and the homies.
You're right. And like on Joe Potter podcast, they had a whole Patreon episode where they literally played Monopoly.
Yeah, I feel like that's mad fun.
Yeah, or like where they have their guests and they'll only release their guests. Have
certain guests on the Patreon, yeah.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Certain guests.
That's real smart.
So I think Absol was on one of their Patreon episodes.
Yeah, they have a lot of people, man. They have a lot of like... people, I'm gonna go shit. Like, it makes sense. And you know, charging, like, there's different tiers. Like, there's a tier that's like $10, and you can charge whatever you want. So
we could talk about it.
But yeah,
Patreon,
man.
And more fun, exciting topics and things to like do on the podcast.
Okay.
And just more content. But I think also like not just focusing on like the amount of content we put out, but really also focusing on like the quality of it too. You know, like, we have to make sure and, like, really focus, you know, and make sure, like, because even just going back to the algorithms, like, the Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all of these algorithms, like, they look for that. They look for stuff like that. They look for certain things. Mm-hmm. And as far as just taking this serious as a business, because it is fun and we really love this and we've been doing this for, like, 3-4 years, how many, you know, amount of time we've been doing this. But we also really have to get, like, I feel like, start looking at the business side of it seriously too, and not even just the business, but even like the creative side and like what makes podcasts great. Because like, I feel like we even, like, personally, I would love for us to even like start listening and like diving into like more podcasts that are like not even just popular, but are like really good in the space.
I mean, some podcasts that are popular are not really good, and their mics.
Yeah, because not even just popular, but they're just dumb. But really, just like the podcasts who's like been here for a while and who are actually like making money from it and like what they talk about. Because there's just what podcasts are so unique, because there's so many different like genres of like things people talk about. So like, it's just really interesting, like, listening to other podcasts and see like even their style and how they format things and the different dialogues and conversations they have. Like, I don't know, I just want us to kind of just get more diverse in
trees. There's a podcast about trees.
Yeah, I listen to
the pocket therapy. I think it's a pocket therapy.
There's a few planning and
earthy ones,
kind of. Yeah, things talking about like growing and
we should have just a podcast one day of us cleaning Carranza plants.
That would have to be like a visual thing. That would be fun.
A video, yeah. Or
that'd be cute.
I'm thinking about doing a YouTube video on that.
Trying to teach me how to repot a plant, because I have no idea how to fucking pot a plant.
Shit, man. Even been like trying to be on my YouTube shit. I don't even know if you focused.
I saw the video, bro.
I've been like on my trying
your
to post reels.
Your apartment so people can rob your shit.
Nobody's robbing my shit, I promise you. There's a lot of people who live on this like block, like it's a popular
That's
block.
The first thing that came to my mind when you posted. I'm like, this nigga wants people to see everything.
It doesn't.
Like, it's one of those safety security like old head things of mine that it's like you don't put your home or shit on like social media.
You have to realize we're in New York, New Jersey, like tri-state area.
What does that mean?
This is a small ass like the block I live on. Like, there's so many like. I don't want to say just like celebrities, but it's not.
No, you're right.
You can't just like you can't
like
just
20 minutes away.
You can't
from
just like walk up in this building, and it's like a popular street. You know, it's a street like mad people live on. So
yeah, you got
just like in New York,
on the street.
It's just kind of just like that's what I kind of like about the tri-state area and like out here. I'm like, yeah, it's like you could know where I live. It's not easy to like get up to my crib though.
Mm-hmm.
You pay, whatever, that's a different topic, but that's just, everybody feels different on that. But yeah, man, I've been trying to be on my YouTube shit, man.
I've seen
reels and all that stuff, trying to get more hip into this
Hip into the shit, old
trying
ass
to, like,
nigga.
Experiment to see what works. Looking at a lot of YouTube videos on, like, talking about thumbnails and, like, editing and different styles and, like,
yeah, man,
different
that's a lot experience. Of work.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work, man. That's a lot of work. But that's cool. It makes me feel good that you guys have certain ideas for the podcast. That's cool.
I'm going to start trying to go harder with, like, even just, like, content in general, man. Because I really do think it's, like, a science to this. And, like, I think it's kind of fun even experimenting to see what works, you right. know? Even, like, making my video, like, and rewatching it. I'm like, oh, man, there's so many things I wanted to do differently next time, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm like, ah, shit, this didn't work. But, like, I'm happy that I got to make it and see where I went wrong on certain things. And, you know, I don't know. I think shit like that's cool.
It definitely is cool.
We should apply things like that to the podcast, like, to take it to another level, you know?
Definitely.
No doubt.
What do you want to see in the podcast? The podcast to help it grow and expand.
Everything that you guys said. I feel like it should definitely be more of a group effort, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be the mean old Grinch, but
say it. Just say it.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with my chest. I think everything you guys say is good. I feel like
talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap. I feel like if you want to be honest, I feel like the minute like you guys are focused, not that you're saying you guys aren't focused, because when we do pod, you guys are somewhat focused, you're right.
Somewhat.
But I'm talking about like on our off days where like something will go across your head about the podcast. I want y'all just like put it in the group chat. Let's say you think of a topic, let's say you think of an idea, and like just saying, forget it. We don't have to do that shit. I'm not gonna do that. Or like you'll think about it and you're like, oh, that'd be a good idea, and you just never bring it up for whatever reason. I feel like once there's like a little bit, it's like not 20%, but I feel like once I get to like 40%, 45%, I think that would be good. I'm not saying you guys are on focus on the podcast, because you guys get focused on the podcast. But I know you guys are like uncomfortable because, you know, topics. Oh, I don't think they'll come with the topics usually. You know what I'm saying? I don't got to think about those topics.
Sometimes we did, and then sometimes we just wouldn't talk about them.
Like what?
Back then when you asked if you have any topics, we would talk about them, bring them up.
I know, but I always ask you guys that every podcast.
I know. But you're saying, you're acting as if we don't do it, and we did.
Y'all don't.
We did.
Well, did and do is two different things.
Yeah, but now we're running on the fourth week of no topics for our podcast.
You still don't understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that it's something you guys are bringing on top. You said, yeah, we used to do it, and then y'all stopped. And I'm like, why'd you guys stop?
We haven't had topics for the last 4 weeks.
Meaning though. I didn't have topics for the last 4 weeks. So because I didn't have topics, y'all didn't have topics.
Yeah, we were free winging it. We like this. Freestyle pod.
You get what I'm trying to say, Karana?
I thought we were like vibing with it.
You get what I'm trying to say, Karana?
No, I get what you're trying to say. You're just saying, like, just keeping it up and, like, actually being persistent. Like,
you said we got to pick up the slack because you don't got to do everything.
Not the slack, but I'm saying it's a group effort.
Like, actually, like, do it. Like, I know, like, I think you're just saying, like, yeah, it's cool we talk about it and say what we want. But actually, like, when we think of ideas, like, send it to the group chat. And
actually try to put that in there in the motion instead of just talking about it.
I understand. Talk is definitely cheap, and it's more just about doing it.
Yeah.
I feel you. But man, that's definitely something I want to like take more serious. Like I want to take this podcast more serious, because that would be a waste. Because we actually like, I feel like we're great communicators. I feel like we have a great chemistry, and I feel like we have a lot of potential. So
honestly, you both are very creative minds. Like Chris Lange is a very creative mind. You're a creative mind too. But I feel like y'all are very passive with y'all creative minds.
You know how much fucking work it is to put shit in progress.
It doesn't matter. But yeah. If we're a group effort, all you gotta do is mention to the group. And we all put it in motion.
You're very right, and it's very true. I'm also very lazy. I'm a hardcore Shikamaru.
Huh? Explain that to the people, because no one knows what you're talking about.
Shikamaru from Naruto?
No.
Shikamaru, nigga.
Shikamaru?
Oh, my God.
I haven't started Naruto yet. Exactly. I can't relate.
No one knows about Naruto. You guys,
he is one smart ass motherfucker who always has the best plans for shit and could really like put things into introspective and shit like that. But he don't want to do the work because he's fucking tired and he's lazy. Like, he'll pretend to like be dead just so he wouldn't have to get involved in battle.
He actually stops getting lazy in Shippuden when he's about like 18, 20 years old. So he's not lazy anymore, actually. Mm. And when he gets older, he's not lazy anymore either.
You saying he grew up?
He grew up a fucking screw up. You know what I'm saying?
Grew up a fucking screw up.
Sorry, J. Cole. Line. But yeah, man, I feel like y'all are very creative minds, and I know the potential y'all got.
It's not fucking.
And
hard.
I feel like
it is hard, man.
But you're right. It's worth it because that's where the growth comes. Because
I kind of like, not saying I baby y'all, because I don't baby y'all niggas, but I feel like
you definitely.
You don't baby us, but you do.
I do most of the work.
Definitely does most of the work.
You also like to control a lot of shit too.
But you can always see Zena, but I really don't. Like, I give y'all responsibility.
You do, but it's whether or not
y'all do it.
That too, and I feel like there's certain things that where we say and you're like, yeah, no, I'm gonna do this myself because I don't like the way y'all did it.
But that's criticism and everything. It's because it's like when I was doing your music. And I was criticized. If I didn't do it a certain way, you would be like, nah, I'll do it myself. Because I don't see you not really seeing what I'm saying.
I would just ask. And I don't think that's fine. I don't know how to do music.
You've cut up music before you by yourself, Solange.
With your laptop, yes.
Exactly.
When I've been like with you beforehand, like in spaces. I don't know what you're trying to say.
Nah, you cut music before, but that's besides the point.
Okay. I love y'all, man. That's all I got to say.
Why?
I just love y'all, man. Right. I think we have a lot of potential.
No, we have a lot of potential.
I know talk is cheap, and I know I'm definitely going to start holding myself accountable for my actions, and I really want to grow up, and I really want to see, like, us do well, because I think this shit is, like, fun, man, for me. I look forward to doing this every week, and, yeah, I definitely want to take this more seriously, like, 100%.
Y'all like, guess this is cool.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Okay.
I'm trying to work on, like, damn, I don't want to say, like, and, yo, it'd be hard, too, bro, because, like, anything, like, I want to do it 100%. Like, if I say I'm going to do this or do something, like, I want to do it 100%. Like,
right.
I definitely don't want to do it, like, half-assed, so.
Right.
Yeah, but that's definitely something we're going to work on. I'm definitely going to work on.
Right. Nah, I think it's good. I think I got faith in y'all, man. I feel like y'all got this. But I feel like once that happens, I feel like it's up.
I think so, man.
It's up in the stuck once that happens.
For sure.
Because then it'll be all hands on deck. You know what I'm saying? So.
I think y'all would hate me, but on some honest shit.
I don't think we'll hate you.
Once it's up and it's stuck, I don't think I want to be here no more.
Why's that?
Because I'm a dancer. I'm not a podcaster. And as much as I do love podding with y'all, I still like. There's going to be a moment in time where I hope I'm gone for like a whole year and I'm not going to be here.
That's not a problem. Because you're a dancer, you're a model, or you're a whole bunch of other things.
I know, but like priorities of like putting things on the list first.
Of course. And that's not a problem. That's totally not a problem.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with like, I feel like dabbling and like.
Because I feel like once this does grow up, like once this does grow, like if this does blow up, I'm like, this is going to require a lot more time.
And it depends. It depends on what happens and depends what we negotiate.
Like, you feel like if this was, like, putting you in a comfortable, like, position in life, you wouldn't dedicate more time to this? Like, if you were actually getting paid, like, let's say an amount where you could actually be comfortable and live off of, you wouldn't, like, literally be like, oh, well, this is something where I should really study.
Yeah. I feel like I would do it for the sake of the comfortability of, like, I know I could have it, and it's, like, at my reach.
And just one day.
But after a while, like, after the month or two, I'm like, because I get tired of jobs. I get tired of jobs that easily.
But have you
but
ever
I'm
had
very
a,
consistent.
Have you ever had a job where you're like, oh, this is going to make me, like, super comfortable, though?
Storm King. Definitely Storm King.
No, comfortable as in, like.
Money-wise, I can stay here and be happy forever. No.
I'm just talking about, like if you're able to make a certain amount. Like, if you see that we could potentially, like.
Grow, get benefits. Like,
let's say we could potentially, like get an ad. We could do 10K in ad revenue a month, like, from the podcast. Or we have sponsors that's paying us, like, a livable amount where we can actually like build on, like, where you wouldn't actually take time to like take it more serious and put more time towards it if you could see like what potentially could come from it.
I definitely, for the sake of the excitement and like to challenge and see new ways of doing things, I would do it for the growth and learning experience of seeing what it's like. But after I'm like, okay, I've learned the basics of what I wanted. I don't need to be an expert in this because it's not my true main one passion. It's something that I love to do and that I really appreciate, but it's not what my heart is sold on. Like, I'm not a spokesperson. I want to dance.
Dante's thinking about a replacement guest. No, I'm not. Host already.
No, I'm not. Yup. No, I'm not.
It's okay. He's like, fuck.
I see it in no, Dante's face, yo.
I'm listening.
He's like, who can I get to replace Elijah?
I'm listening.
Y'all can't still be where.
No, it's not. I'm listening. Oh, my goodness.
I see it already,
bro,
man.
I'm
it's
listening.
Okay.
This is funny.
He's
I like
this. She's about to leave me next month. Let me see who I can find.
I'm listening. Bro, I'm listening. But that's always been in my mind. Like, I knew Solange wasn't permanent. I know Solange. I know her. Even if he wants to date, like, I know Solange is a friend. Even if we're still friends, I know Solange. She's a fucking butterfly. She's gonna be somewhere for a couple months and dip. You know what I'm saying? That's just who she is. Mm-hmm. That's why she don't like to be stagnant in one place. That's mm-hmm. why she gets tired in New York. She wants to go to LA. She needs to change the scenery. That's just who she is.
You said, I know this already.
Yeah, like, it wasn't, I was never pressed about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't talk. I was always thinking of ways of, if this was to get serious and it was a point where we had to sign a contract or something like that, is there a way I can negotiate something for Solange for her to still do her own shit and still get paid but still be associated with the podcast and she come back whenever and still be on? Like, I would think, huh, I wonder if this is the way I would be able to negotiate, because I would want Solange to be, because she would be the start of it. Like, I mean, she's, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's here and she got the podcast up. She's part of it. I would hate to just.
Why not, bro? If we're if we're independent and we can do whatever we want creatively,
that's true.
Like, we can do whatever. Like, there's no limit to anything.
That's true.
But I think the main thing is just, like, sticking. Like, because we're going to have opportunities. Like, I feel like it's not, honestly, if we continue to make content, like, we have, like, clips with, like, thousands of views. Like, it's really just about being consistent and, like, having a vision for it and like planning it out like prematurely,
right?
But honestly, bro, like, I feel like if we're consistent in this space, like, we just have to like make sure that we maintain ownership of the shit, you know?
Yes,
like
100%.
And it's just important to know that, like, yes, this is a podcast and we 100%. Talk and we could look at it like that, but at the end of the day, bro, we have like hundreds, we have thousands of hours of content of like on streaming platforms, yep. And it's like content that we own, yep. So like a lot of people don't realize the potential that can have in the future and where we're going in the future.
100%.
Because we're like, this is the space, like 100%. They're talking about podcast, like it's been a lot of, and that's like the shit I even want us to talk about, like the things that are going on in the podcast space and how it's just leading into like so many different things, even when it comes to like tech and like
niggas,
it's a lot of things going on, man. So
niggas are signing multi-million-dollar contracts just to talk, bro, for one day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very intriguing. But yeah,
intriguing.
I was never concerned about Solange. I've always wanted that to happen.
Solange's trying to peace out, man.
Plus,
not yet.
Like, I've always
definitely
wanted
not
that
yet.
So I'm not pressed about it.
Yeah,
I'm pressed. It's a growing thing. And how would I feel if I can't let people grow? Like, why should I stay? Why should I keep someone here? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You can't.
Like, I'm not that type of. I hate.
You could.
But that's not me. Like, that's never been me.
Thank
like,
God.
That's never been me, bro.
I mean,
well, like,
you really can't, though. I mean,
yeah, you can.
Yeah, you there's you a could. Lot of motherfuckers who are like that.
Not to talk about it, but.
I mean, I guess you. I mean, I guess you can, but
nah,
I feel like you just look stupid. I mean.
You do just
talk about
stupid.
It. Talk about
but
it.
But we're not talking about
we're
it.
We're not talking about it.
I mean, it's not like we have contracts or like anything. Oh. Like, I wouldn't be mad for anybody doing what they want to do. Like,
facts.
There's a difference over like keeping your word and you say you're going to do things. Like,
yeah,
I definitely
totally
look at people a little differently when they
thing,
don't keep
yeah.
their word.
I agree. I agree with that. I agree with that.
Like, people could do whatever they want to do. I would never want to hold anybody back. Like,
exactly. Fuck. So. Solange's got to sprout her rings. I'm like, sprout her rings, man.
Yeah, man. Solange's trying to peace
them
out.
Right now.
She'd be like the king. Pop up every now and then type shit. Make sure we ain't doing no her ass shit. Make sure we keeping the podcast name good and shit.
Yeah, no. I mean, I feel that. And Solange is like truly a creative. Creative. And
exactly.
I don't know, man.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. So
thanks y'all.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good conversation, guys. A little good Pete. Good little venting
session.
This
is a cute little New Year's pod.
Yeah, man. It's
New Year's pod.
You know what's funny?
This isn't the last episode before New Year's.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is, actually. Real kick off the fly, because we used to always do this. Karan, what's your top five albums of this year?
Now I gotta look at these fucking albums.
Oh, that's fun. That's easy.
Give me top three. Give me top three. Don't do five.
I can do I can do five.
Nigga. Do ten, nigga.
I would
While I'm looking for the music, I'm sorry. Continue.
I would definitely
yeah.
But did Isaiah Rashad's The House Is Burning? That
I
didn't
got
come
you
out.
Right now. I
that
got you right
came
now.
Out last year, but damn. Oh, look at me, I'm stumbling.
Okay.
It's on the spot.
Whatever. Okay. I would definitely put
it came out last year, yes.
Came out last year?
Yep.
Okay, so I'd definitely put that. I would definitely put Larry June and Jay Worthy. Just album me personally. Who else? Damn, this is actually kind of hard. Would you say it on the spot? Because I don't have
a lot of good music came out this year.
Who else would I put? Oh, I would put Smino. Shout out to Smino.
Smino's
album.
I listened to that
a lot.
Did Drake's album come out this year? Fuck.
Yes, it did.
Okay, I got my five.
It did come out this year.
I got my five.
Okay, if I think of more, I'll tell you. I can't find my phone right now.
I'll throw out some names for you guys.
Yeah, just throw some. What even came out? Fuck is my phone at? I keep responding.
I got my five. Isn't that shocking?
No, it's not shocking. Earl Sweatshirt. Earl Sweatshirt came out. Pusha T. It's Almost Dry. Kendrick. The Big Steppers. And Mr.
Shit.
Morale. Conway.
God
Don't Make Mistakes. Denzel Curry's album. Vince Staples. Ramona Park. Karan.
Oh, yes, of course. Vince too.
Nas. King Disease 3.
King Disease 3 is hard too.
Tana Talk 4. Benny.
Hard too.
Joey Badass's album, 2000.
Oh, yeah.
It was decent.
Larry
I liked
June.
It.
Larry June. Drake and 21 Savage Are Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie Gibbs, Sold Separately.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is all rap,
decent,
by
decent.
The way. I'm about to go to R&B in a little bit. Future, I Never Liked You.
Shit, I put SZA's album in there, too. I fuck with it.
Yo.
I've been liking it more and more.
She said, I don't care about consequences. I
Summer Walker, the Summer Walker's
Summer
album?
Walker's album came out. Brent Faiyaz's album.
Wait, Summer's, yes. Summer's album came
Yo,
out.
Yo, did you hear did you hear the Sonder album that dropped?
Oh, it dropped?
It dropped maybe like
I heard the song a month ago?
3 weeks ago?
Nah, I didn't know they dropped
They the dropped album. Like 15 songs.
So Sonder Slange, if you don't know. Sonder
It's Brent, I know.
But excuse me?
Yeah.
Excuse
maybe dropped like a month ago.
Crazy.
Steve Lacy's album came out. Jeremiah Rice, Beyonce, Renaissance.
Yes, Renaissance.
FK Twigs album.
That came out this year too.
Came out this year. Candy Drip, Lucky Day, Dawn, FM, The Weeknd.
Giveon's album.
Giveon's
pretty good.
Mary J. Blige, Good Morning Gorgeous. Sid from the Internet dropped her solo album. Ella May dropped her album.
Thames didn't drop no shit.
Thames did not drop an album. Amar Apollo, if y'all listen to him.
Yeah.
Ivory. Chris Brown, Breezy came out this year. Sabrina, a whole bunch, so much great music.
Wow.
I don't know Sabrina dropped again. Shit.
Shelly, F.A., a.k.a. Drom, dropped two albums this year.
Oh, yeah, I heard this recent.
Fucking tough.
It was all right.
Ghetto Gods or Earth Gang. Wow, so much.
A lot of good shit, man.
Wow. So, what you got, Solange? You can start us off.
I got Beyonce.
Renaissance.
I don't know why I wrote Summer, but it's not Summer. It's SZA. Beyonce, I got SZA. I got Brent.
S.O.S.
SOS.
Brent, Wasteland.
Fushi, Softcore.
Okay. Fushi's album.
And Drake's, the house one, though.
The house one? Honestly, never mind.
Okay. Okay. That's
good.
That's
my five. And I could stick to that because I literally listened to those front to back, all of the songs.
Right.
Like, and I liked all of them.
Okay. Karan, you got something?
I pretty much gave y'all mines. Smino, Isaiah Rashad, Larry June, Jay Worthy. Shit, man, y'all know how I'm rocking. shout out to L.E. Dollar Sign. I fuck with him.
Oh,
he's had a lot of good shit.
L.E. Dollar Sign.
I'm trying to think of like R&B side. I've been fucking with Eric Penn. I fuck with of course Sid. I've been listening to man. Shit, y'all know I be on some P shit, so I just be you know on my hardcore hip hop shit.
Uh huh.
On your
so I get to be baby.
Oh my goodness. What about
you, Dante? What you been?
Facts.
It's hard because I've been slacking this year.
I've been sending Dante music.
Oh, I lied. I'll have to have a number six. Willow's up there.
Oh, yeah. Willow's album.
Willow.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
Because she dropped this year, too, and that's just fire. So okay. Willow's there. I have to have six. I'm not sorry.
Eliza. You don't know Eliza, but Salon's know Eliza. I'm a big fan of this UK girl. She dropped the album. Fucking loved her fucking album.
No, I'm not hip to it.
I gotta put you onto it, Karan. It's vibes. You
will it's vibes.
Okay. It is vibes.
It's you nice. You're drinking. It's bag. So
a
like
Sky Without Stars. It's an album. Okay. I'm gonna send it to you.
Yeah, send it
You'll
to me.
You'll love it, bro.
I'll listen to it.
Ari Lennox album.
Oh yeah.
Love, Sex, and whatever else it is called. Drops. I apologize. Mm-hmm. After that, it gets hard, bro. it gets
Brent
hard.
Brent's
was good. I loved Brent's, but
but it didn't hit the same way as
it didn't hit the same as the other album.
What did your what did your Spotify or Apple Music replay thing say?
Oh yeah. Well, y'all wanna do that? Let's see what's on
I don't have Spotify.
I wanna see
so.
Yours. Or do you have either one?
Oh, it's on my app though. I don't think it's gonna show me my favorite album.
Do you have your your phone's
but
recording?
It doesn't show like your top of what you your phone's recording.
It shows the songs, but top of my head. I'm going to go, what I said. I said Eliza.
Ari.
I said Ari. I think Summer of Walker came out this year, so I'm going to say Summer's Summer's album. I really loved Summer's album.
Toxic ass bitch.
Yeah, that was a very toxic album. I fucking loved it. I feel like Westside had a good album this year.
Yeah.
I just can't know what it is. It's a lot of music, man.
Yo,
not Alicia Keys. Didn't she drop?
She did drop. I don't even like how I'm like that.
Yo, my shit is not diverse at all. Like,
I just said rapping.
I can't see.
Give it to Dante. I just want Dante to like take a look of.
Because Karan knows I know none of these people.
That's funny, Karan.
It's literally like Jay Worthy.
Jay Worthy, Larry June.
Larry June.
Top artist is Jay Worthy, Larry June. London Drugs.
Drugs. That's
Isaiah Rashad.
That's Jay Worthy's.
Sean House.
Sean's House. That's his producer, and that's like the funky shit that they make. Yes.
You listen to Jay Worthy 2000. And, wow, that's a lot. Your favorite album is Two Peas in a Pod. Jay Worthy.
Yes, sir.
Larry June and London Drugs. It's top three. Made a joint album. That is hilarious. Second album, Take Credit. You take the credit. We'll take the check. Jay Worthy and Fraud. Spaceships on a Blade. Larry June. Smino, Black Swan. You did say you like Black Swan a lot.
Oh, that's my shit. That shit is old, too.
J.I.D., The Forever Store, you liked it.
I haven't listened to that one.
That's actually a great album.
Yes.
You would like that album.
I like J.I.D., too.
Yeah. Your favorite song. Your favorite song. Oh, no, wait. Oh. Let me see. Balls Deep is your top playlist. Balls Deep.
Hell yeah. Balls Deep playlist.
Is that your fucking playlist?
Hotel Bel Air is your favorite song of this year.
Oh, yeah, that's that piece.
Play a song from Balls Deep. Play a song from Balls Deep. I need to hear a song from Balls Deep.
I mean, Balls Deep is just like it's just a playlist that has random R&B shit.
I want to hear what you be fucking to.
I mean, it's a lot of songs. I mean, it's just like.
Just play one.
It's just like the class.
No, I just noticed we don't do that song.
You know what?
We don't fuck to music. We ain't got time for that.
Y'all don't?
No, we did. We don't got time for that. We gotta take our chances away. We get that though.
Oh, so y'all quick pumpers.
We really slow down from like being horny fuck bunnies to like being old people who are like, when we can get it, we gonna savor it.
That was actually a topic I wanted to discuss. How in the beginning of a relationship, everybody's like horny dogs and stuff.
Like yes, we can't wait to do whatever.
Like that. Now it's like, nigga, we tired.
Really?
We get home at 2 a.m. We going to sleep. Like,
I don't know,
exhausted.
Man.
It's very spontaneous, which I love. Honestly, it's very spontaneous when we actually do it.
I like music because it gives me like a perception of time. And it's like it makes me like, okay, like I want to at least make sure I'm good for the song, I last for the song. You know, I stop,
I
enjoy
like
the
that.
Song.
Yeah,
you don't like that?
But no, I don't want
to
know the
time.
I used to do it.
I don't care about it. It could be quiet music. I don't care.
But see,
no, I never done it for the perception of time though. Like I don't mind background music. I would fuck to literally anything, and I know that sounds crazy, but
nah,
we
I
literally
fuck
to Chainsaw Man. So like we're here.
I was about to say.
I mean that is different, but like. But you're not paying attention to it, but like
it's so fucking crazy when you're literally just watching one scene and some dude's head gets ripped off, and it's like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you might like kind of notice it, but you're not. I feel like with music is good because it just adds to like the ambiance. Like,
no, I fucked a Celtic music before, like literally.
What's Celtic?
Google it. Celtic.
I'm a little bit like picky when it
purposely.
Comes to making love, man.
And not even purposely. It was just in the background. like, we were doing some shit, and I was feeling mad frivolous. You know me. Just YouTube, man.
I know, but I don't think it's gonna play out loud.
Oh.
See, now you got the ad coming
up. Yeah, this is a lot.
Never mind, then. Never mind. You could Google it on your own time.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little picky when it comes to making love. I gotta have like, say I have to have either candles or or like aromatherapy.
Damn, he said he's making a whole ritual that out of his son.
I like
it,
man.
You got a lot of time in your hands.
Nah, I mean,
not a lot of time. He just puts a lot of. It's a priority. He prioritizes.
Yeah, it's a something like that's a priority. Like I need to make sure. I mean, it's not crazy. I could set 30 minutes of the day to light a candle. You know, pour some oils. You know what I'm saying? Good back massage oils. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, he really.
We be
all
taking
that.
Like me and my
that's
girl.
Love.
We take you
we
know.
Do that.
See, look, we take look, y'all.
I've never gotten a back massage.
No. See, like, what my girl and I do, we take, like, either, not really weekly, but I'll say monthly trips to, like, the sex store. And, like, we'll re-up on, like, lubes and, like, back massage oils. And, like, we try to look for shit that's going to make the experience even better.
We gotten lazy. We've gotten mad lazy.
She got lazy.
Do y'all put, like, porn on in the background?
Nah.
Yeah, we be doing, like.
I wouldn't mind watching porn with you, though. I feel like that's happened before. No? I know what you're thinking in your head. Don't say it.
Okay.
Dante is checked out, man. When that nigga is trying to open his drink and sip shit from the bottom of his drink, he just checked out.
Nah, my straw got fucked up, bro. So I had to open it.
You were fucking with your straw, OD.
I fucked it up. I was fidgeting, OD.
You were fidgeting.
No, I'm trying to put y'all on the game, the good sexual make love making game, but y'all don't give a
fuck. Honestly, when besides Jamaica, honestly, when we was in Bermuda, we actually took our time to do it.
That was a great fucking time.
Great fucking time.
See, like, I don't wish you could recreate that.
Nah, we will for our next anniversary trip. I'm telling you.
You're going to have to wait until the trip comes. So y'all can't just do it just in your homes.
We be busy. Maybe, Karan. Maybe. We be busy, bro.
And it's not like we live alone like y'all.
Yeah. Plus, it's hard with, like.
It doesn't. Well, I mean.
No, I hate quiet sex.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I hate quiet,
quiet sex. Quiet sex, but, like, you can't be too loud. Because other people is in the household.
Yeah, that sounds trash. So y'all are saying when the opposite. But what I'm saying, like, y'all don't at least have a room y'all could be private in?
Yeah.
Then if y'all have a room, then what's the problem?
I hate
quiet sex. Where you can't really.
Put music on.
Nah. You know what we get in that? Like, quiet sex where, like, you fucking, but you can't really fuck the way you want to.
That's what
fuck.
I would do. Shit, when I lived with my parents and I had to do that, like, no. I would just.
Remember how you were saying earlier how when you're into something, you want to give it your 100% all. You don't want to half ass nothing. You want to make sure that you're giving all your energy into it.
Yeah.
I'm not about to half ass.
Well, nigga, put more effort in trying to make sure it's more quiet. Like,
no, because then we don't get to have the effort of making sure that we're pleasing ourselves.
Yeah.
Because now we're too busy focused on making sure we're quiet and we're not genuinely satisfied with the sex.
Because you're focused on being quiet instead of enjoying what's going on right
nigga,
now.
Nigga, turn up the TV. Pleased. Like, no. What's so hard about that?
You don't understand.
I've been. Nigga, just turn up the TV. I've never had a problem with just making sure the TV's up loud enough or.
Slime's got lungs, bro.
Well, nigga, don't yell at the top of your lungs. Like, nigga, you can't.
It's hard to control. Sorry, I'm sorry we don't have control.
I can't wait. Yo, come on, get pegged one day and then tell me you're not.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yo.
That is nuts.
This has been episode 160, whatever fuck episode this is.
It's 170,
is.
Actually.
No. Oh.
I love the drum roll to that. I went to the garage checked out. Look at this. Where the crickets at? Where my crickets at, Salon?
I don't know. I didn't move shit.
Where my crickets at?
I didn't move nothing.
Here it is. I got you, Karan. Karan is offended from that top.
I'm just saying, you talk about be more quiet, get pegged one day, and tell me how you scream.
Foreclosure, I've never been pegged.
Well, maybe if you've been to the sex shop, you would see that they had shit to cover your mouth and to make you.
It's not just loud.
They have toys for that. They have toys to shut them up, to shut people up.
Okay.
I'm trying to put y'all on, but don't explore y'all sexual.
I appreciate it.
I don't know. Fuck it.
Listen, no.
I don't care.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, my brother. I really do. It's just.
I don't want to give all the excuses in the world.
It's jello. It's not. I'm telling you, it's not excuses. It's some real shit.
Just say y'all don't care. Just say y'all don't care about it.
This is episode 170 of the Soapbox Podcast.
He not gonna get it.
It's okay.
Is this like that new age shit? Y'all are mentally having sex? Is that what they're doing now?
I'd like to thank our co-host, Karan.
This is
and
funny.
Dante.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year.
Yes, we won't be recording next week.
Wait, when are you?
I'm leaving on Wednesday. Thursday.
Yeah.
When are you coming back?
Y'all both come back at the same time. I ain't going.
Oh, because I mean, I'll be
28th. They come back the 26th.
I'll be back the 26th.
Yes, but Christmas is on Sunday. Yeah, so we're not gonna record Sunday because Christmas.
Oh wait, how many days? Wait, when is New Year's? Wait.
New Year's is next week, the following week.
Yeah, nigga.
And then we're recording the day after New Year's.
Yeah, so recording, but I'll talk about next week after Christmas. There's no episode coming out.
Oh yes, because Christmas is on that Sunday.
Yes.
Oh okay, I didn't know that.
So they're not gonna hear from us.
Okay. Well, I mean, sure. I'll be back next Monday. So
yeah, that's what I said, y'all. Low key back the same around a week. So we'll record after New Year's.
After New Year's.
With Luffy.
Yeah. That's true.
So, Merry Christmas, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Or whatever holiday you celebrate.
Yes, whatever holiday you celebrate. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. You know what I'm saying?
Don't make this a capitalistic just holiday. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you actually take the time to connect with people if you do. And don't make it all about gifts and spending money. If you don't got it, you ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of y'all out there taking y'all little holiday, vacations. Know it damn well y'all ain't pay y'all light bill. You know what I'm saying? Come on,
get
man.
Off
make
that
sure,
pussy, man.
Make sure y'all bills are paid. You know what I'm saying? Make sure.
Stop pocket watching.
Got heat in the wintertime.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure everything is paid.
I'm pocket watching.
Make sure your priorities. I'm pocket watching like a motherfucker. That's why, I be having to tell myself, like, I gotta just relax, you know what I'm saying?
Let me get shit off.
But y'all kids, man, just think smart, be smart, man. Don't do it for the gram. Don't try to, come on, just
don't
do it
for the gram. Do it for the yams.
Yeah.
Put crickets on for you now.
Bye, guys. Yeah.